Water pollution. Nature has a way of keeping our water supplies clean, but we are making this more and more difficult. Cities and their industries dump waste products and chemicals into the seas, which is not only destructive for humans, but also for all other living beings. Unfortunately, not only businesses and factories throw their garbage into the water. Many people also think rivers, lakes, and seas are perfect places to dump their litter into. People also cause water pollution accidentally when their vehicles leak oil and gas, and it gets washed into our water sources through rain, or when cleaning our streets and driveways. A huge and many times tragic way to destroy the quality of our water and the creatures that live in or feed from it is through oil pollution. We hear about oil spills regularly, and we know how difficult it is to clean, and how many animals and humans suffer the consequences. The sewage waste from houses and industries, like nuclear waste from nuclear plants, also ends up in our rivers and seas, and there is also underground storage leaks when the harmful substances that are kept in tanks or run through pipes like petroleum under the ground contaminate our water sources. What you can do for water protection? Try to waste as little water as possible when you are washing your teeth, showering or cleaning. Always use environmentally friendly household cleaning and hygienic materials. Check your car for leaks. Avoid using pesticides and artificial fertilizers in your garden or for farming because they all get into the nearby water sources through the soil. And whatever you do, do not litter the rivers, lakes, beaches, and oceans. Land pollution. Water and land pollution are connected many times. If you use natural and biodegradable products for farming, you can prevent poisonous substances like pesticides, insecticides, and artificial fertilizers from getting into our soil, into the plants we and the animals eat, and also into our water sources. Recycling our waste is also an important step to stop land pollution. Garbage that is non-biodegradable and does not easily rot into organic matter should not be piled up on the landfills, where cities transport their waste. They stay there for thousands of years and pollute our earth and crops we eat. Deforestation is also a kind of land pollution. We need trees to absorb carbon dioxide from the air and produce life-giving oxygen, while forests are the home of many animals, birds, and insects. We also use wood for housing, furniture, and heat. While we are cutting down trees for construction, farming, and mining, we don't plant new trees. Can you imagine the consequences if we don't do something against this more and more serious problem?